DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reid in Bonn. The UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi and the German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle have met in Istanbul and they're holding meetings with leaders there on tensions between Turkey and Syria. It follows crossfire on the common border between the two countries and comes days after Turkey forced a Syrian passenger jet en route from Russia to land in Ankara on suspicion it was carrying military equipment, something both Syria and Russia deny. Westerwelle said a meeting with his Turkish counterpart Ahmed Davutoğlu was to show solidarity and calm the rising tensions.
I welcome the Turkish government's reasonable response to the recent events on the Turkish border. And I urge Turkey to continue this course. Now it's important to react not just decisively, but calmly as well.
Meantime, Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for a major reform of the UN Security Council, hinting at problems with China and Russia, both of which have vetoed three resolutions on Syria. At least 16 people have been killed and 23 wounded in northwest Pakistan by a car bomb at a crowded market. The attack happened in the town of Dara Adam Kel, which is about 200 kilometres west of the capital Islamabad. Security officials say it appeared to target a pro-government militia created to fight Taliban militants. No group has yet claimed responsibility. Meantime, the 14-year-old schoolgirl Malala Yousafzai, who was shot in the head by a Taliban gunman on Tuesday, is said to be in a stable condition in hospital. There's been international outrage over the attack on Malala, who was an advocate for girls' rights to education, and a reward of more than €70,000 has been offered for capture of her attackers. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi has reached an agreement with the country's prosecutor general, allowing him to stay on. Morsi had ordered Abdel Magwid Mahmoud, who was an official from the Mubarak era, to stand down earlier this week. This was in an apparent bid to ease public anger after officials from the former regime accused of violence against protesters during the Arab Spring were acquitted. Under Egyptian law, the president cannot fire the prosecutor general, and so Morsi tried to shift Mahmoud to the Vatican as ambassador, an offer which was refused. However, on Saturday, Vice President Mahmoud Mekki told reporters the prosecutor general would be allowed to keep his job following a request from Egypt's Supreme Judicial Council. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The International Monetary Fund has warned that more needs to be done to prevent the world sinking back into economic crisis. At its annual meeting in Tokyo, it said the global economy is slowing and a balance of austerity and growth is needed through reforms and planning. The IMF's Managing Director Christine Lagarde and the Finance Minister of Europe's largest economy, Germany, have publicly disagreed on the way forward, Lagarde calling for a greater focus on growth, while Wolfgang Schäuble believes in austerity, and Lagarde wants Greece to be given more time to meet its targets.
We all recognise that credible medium-term fiscal adjustment are necessary in all advanced economies. The pace and type of measures obviously need to be calibrated on a country-by-country basis.
That was the Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, there. The UN Security Council is asking African regional groups to prepare a plan for possible military intervention in Mali. The West African country has been divided since March after Islamist militias took control of the north. The unanimous vote on Friday by the Security Council does not authorise military action. It would have to pass a second resolution for this to happen. And Poland's president has unveiled a big investment program for the country after winning a vote of confidence on Friday. Donald Tusk won the vote comfortably and his centre-right coalition has a four-seat majority in Poland's 460-seat lower house, making the vote, which he called for himself, largely symbolic. Recent figures suggest the Polish economy will only expand by 2% next year. That's quite a low figure by national standards. After winning the vote, Tusk vowed to invest billions in energy, infrastructure and social services to revive the economy. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jared Reid for Deutsche Welle News.